The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, this is John Stadmiller's National Intel Report. I am your guest host for this episode. Me? I'm the host of Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I think you may have heard of it. I'm on 10 to midnight Central Time. If you haven't been catching my show, you should have, especially as I'm doing Black News in honor of Black History. Scary stuff. It makes you reflect. It really, really, really does. So, without further ado, I do believe we've got, if we don't, I think we have Roger on the other line. Let's bring in Roger. I knew I was forgetting something here. But Roger really wanted to rap with me today, and, you know, that's an hour I always love to do. And I'm going to have some, poke a few jabs at what he wants to bring to the table as soon as we get him on. I'm really trying to get into my, chop it list. I would like to actually, and by the way, second hour, we'll be taking calls. That's not a problem. But I usually give Roger the first go around. And until we get Roger online, I would actually like for you to play this clip, because I find this to be a little bit interesting. This is, my computer's been a little slow at the moment. You guys bear with us. But yes, go ahead and play that, and then we'll get Roger on.
So really, we mock people like that as stupid, but underneath it all is hate. That's what that is. That's hate. She hates her fellow Americans who live in East Palestine and places like it. You should know that. Courtney Miller lives in East Palestine. She joins us tonight. Courtney, thanks so much for coming on. You're still there. The Secretary of Transportation came today. Do you think the visit made a difference?
Not at all. Not at all. just like every meeting that they are trying to have here, we never get answers. Everybody gets the go around. It's still nothing. They're not doing anything. I was told FEMA is supposed to be here numerous times. There's still no FEMA anywhere. I just don't understand. I don't understand why they're saying that they're going to do it and then they don't.
I've noticed, but your most pressing concern has got to be the question of whether it's safe to live there, since you live there, and I guess you probably don't have a winter house in Palm Beach, so you're going to stay there. Do you know if it's safe to be there?
Not currently.
Has anyone explained that? No, you don't know.
I don't know, but I did hire Scott Smith, who's been taking samples out of the creek in my backyard. Before they decided to try to dilute it so that we couldn't get samples. But those samples were sent out. Those samples are being tested for dioxins and vinyl chloride and multiple other chemicals. And they are not being sent to anywhere near Ohio or Pennsylvania. They're being sent elsewhere in the country. And here soon, within, I'm hoping, the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to have results. Sooner than later, and then we can actually find out for sure what is actually in that creek and how toxic it really is. Because as you can see, like, I still don't sound the way I did the last time we talked, and that's because I've been here for a couple of days and it's affecting my voice at this point. I sound very raspy and it's harder to breathe. And it was such a nice day today. It was 70 degrees. I walked outside and I sat down. I wish I could say I took a breath of fresh air, but that's not the case here.
Right.
It still smells. It smells horrible. My creek is terrible. It's just like a gas chamber that we're in. You can't find what you're not looking for, and I know that they're not looking for that as per their results on their testing that they've done. And then they were trespassing on my yard on top of it and diluting the creek so I couldn't get things. It's unreal. The corruption.
Well, if you were Ukrainian, you'd be a top priority. I'm just sorry that you're not. Courtney Miller, thanks so much for that update from East Palestine. Appreciate it.
All right. So we've got Roger Landry coming onto the show here. He's going to be hopefully telling us what the hell is going on in the country. Roger, what do you think?
What do I think? I think it's misdirection, redirection. I think that everything we're seeing, one major disaster right after another, to the tune that we haven't seen this many disasters in a confined period of time ever in our history. Have we had major disasters? Of course we have. Have we had major spills? Of course we have. Have we had, food processing plants shut down because fire burned them to the ground? Of course we have. Have we had? Yes, we have. But what we have never had is this many catastrophes on the scale they're on, all confined or condensed into one small period of time, 2.5 years, ever in the history of this country, and I would probably dare say in the history of the world. And for anybody to try and convince me that this is not misdirection, redirection, every single time you have a major disaster like you have right now in East Palestine, Ohio, or, I don't know, let's go up north in Ohio. Let's go up north right next to Cleveland, where a metal processing plant literally blew up and burned to the ground with major toxic gas spilling out all over the place. And that is a densely populated area. How does Roger know that? I went through my entire school years from kindergarten to the day I graduated from high school, which actually is the day I went into the Navy. I threw my cap in the air at the graduation ceremony and went to the airport to join the Navy. So the whole point here is I know that area. I know it's densely populated. And again, that took some of the, but obviously not enough, of the attention away from what's happening in East Palestine. And every time we have seen a disaster, it has been something that follows up on something else that happened just a short period of time prior to that. B, do you remember me doing shows or writing articles where I would say this over and over again to the point where people will roll their eyes into the back of their heads? I would say, look, door number one opens up, there's a catastrophe. Everybody goes, oh my God. And after a while, people start to understand that things aren't exactly the way they should be. They're not the way we're being told. This doesn't work the way the government is telling us it works. And just as the suspicions start to peak, door number one slams closed and door number two opens up. And what do you see behind door number two? My God, there's another major disaster. And you go, oh my God. And the same scenario incurs. And then when you start to get to the point where you say, wait a minute, this isn't making sense. This isn't exactly what we're being told. Door number two closes and door number three opens up. Now, you will hear things like this was Trump's fault. Okay. And again, there's an argument pro and an argument con, but it's absolutely ridiculous. Then you will see, a administration that constantly points the finger every time they perform very, very badly or are responsible for some catastrophic event. You will see.
I've never seen a president do so much damage to the country after his administration was over, after his time was over.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing of it is, it's an absolute joke. And when you have a president who is in the country for almost 2 weeks after one of the most major ecological disasters the country has seen, some compare it to Chernobyl. And instead of flying 250 to 300 miles from where he is to East Palestine, Ohio, he gets on a plane and flies 5,000 miles to Ukraine and makes sure they have enough money, listen to me, people, to pay the retirement for all of their retired individuals. Not only that, but to give them a 20% raise. That's right. The retired individuals in Ukraine all got a 20% raise on their retirement funds thanks to the money that the United States is pumping into Ukraine. In the meantime, initially, East Palestine was told, you guys don't qualify for any government anything. You don't qualify. Are you freaking kidding me? So the guy who runs the transportation department couldn't be bothered to go there until Trump decided he was going to go there. They decided, the government decided, that they didn't qualify for any sort of recompense until Trump decided to go there. Then all of a sudden, oh, well, yeah, well, maybe you do. Are you catching the drift here, V?
Oh, we can't have Trump being the hero here.
No, you can't.
Oh, no. Well, and so there's so much that comes out of this that comes to mind.
But it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't shock me.
No, not at all. And I don't think any of this stuff is accidental. I actually see a lot of stuff happening, and it's going to be looked over. It's going to be swept underneath the rug. I foretell there's going to be a lot of activity over in the Middle East concerning Palestine.
Absolutely.
And it's just going to be looked over because they've duplicated the name, and that's the Mockingbird media does, and just to split your attention, draw your attention away.
Look, what's going on in Australia? Has anybody in modern history seen so much tyranny and disasters going on in Australia? It used to be people were jealous of the Australians. I want to go live there. That's got to be the greatest place on the planet. Now people, I ain't going there on a bet. What about New Zealand? What about the UK? What about the tyranny in the UK? What about Canada? Trudeau is the biggest tyrant his people have ever seen. Not my words, theirs. They're out in the streets literally stating this guy needs to go. He needs to resign. Get him the hell out of office. This is what's going on. Now, you want me to talk to you about what's going on in France? You want me to talk to you about what's going on in Italy? You want me to talk to you about what's going on? And I could go on and on and on. The entire world is on freaking fire. And let me tell you what I think is at the bottom of all of this. And I sent you an article I wrote, and I don't know if you had a chance to take a look at it, but This is what I believe is behind all of it. You cannot have this many distractions. You cannot have this many global disasters all at one time unless they are choreographed to draw your attention away from something. And what are they drawing your attention away from? Let me give you a real quick update, okay? At this point, the unexplained deaths are on a rise globally that is totally unexplainable by any researcher out there. You are seeing statistically, okay, this is all done via statistics, between 22 and 25 million people dead as a result of the COVID-19 jab, and in excess of 2.2, it could be as high as 2.5 billion people damaged by the long-term side effects, of which there are 1,200 plus that Pfizer and Moderna tried to hide from us for 75 years. Why would you try and hide 1,200 dangerous side effects from a vaccine from the public? I'm going to tell you something. I know you have known me a long time, V. Have you known anybody who's ever written as many vaccine-related articles as I have? Let me explain something to everybody listening. There is no such thing as a vaccine ever used on this planet that could have passed, could have been used on the public, could have been approved, especially by the FDA and the CDC, that had 1,200 plus serious side effects that they tried to hide for 75 years. If it's that dangerous, why are you still being forced to take it? Why are the damaged in the billions and going up? Why are the dead in the tens of millions and going up? And everybody of the 6.5 billion people on this planet, supposedly that have been fully vaccinated, have just about no immune system left at all. Over the next 3 to 5 years, we're going to see a die-off on this planet that is unimaginable in human history. The only thing we could probably compare it to would be the great flood of biblical times. This is what they're trying to hide. This is what you cannot see. This is what they don't want you focused on. And at the same time all of this is happening and this great die-off is building globally, they have to manufacture one disaster after another to keep your attention away from the main stage, door number one. And I'm not joking, V.
Well, that's what I've been saying. These shots filled with the nano aluminum and other things. This is the, I've been telling everybody, this is Transhuman Agenda 2045. I found out about that maybe a decade ago, and I've been warning people ever since. It's right along with the chemtrail stuff. So, yeah, you're absolutely right.
This is what you're seeing. Anybody who thinks that there was no intent, that it was a total accident behind what happened in East Palestine, I would tell you right now, there's about a 95 to 98% chance you're wrong, okay? And I could tell you that about just about anything. The southern border, there is no president in the history of the United States that would be as treasonous, as openly treasonous. Roger's using a very bad word. He's saying treason. There is no president in this country that has ever been so treasonous against the American people. Why do I say that, and how can I qualify it? When you are sworn in front of the entire American population, because it's always, you know, it's always on TV, big time, what do you tell the American people? That you swear on the Bible to protect them from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. We know for a fact there are hundreds of terrorists that have come across the southern border. They have caught a lot of them, but they already know that in the gotaways, which estimated to be about 1.6 million at this point, there could be untold. How many of them are hiding in New York? How many of them are hiding in Ohio? How many of them are hiding in San Francisco? Who out of them would be paid to derail a train? Who out of them would be paid to blow up a food processing plant? Who out of them would be paid? Would you like me to go on? These things that are happening are not accidents.
I don't believe in it's with the regulations and the grasp that the government has on people, on the population. You know, licensing, regulations, you have so many standards that it's inconceivable to have such accidents like this.
It's not inconceivable to have the accidents, but
at this
frequency
rate
that it's happening, you're absolutely right. But if you have foreign agents planted all over the country, whom you are paying for everything, their house, their car, their school, if they're going to school, giving them money to eat, putting money in their bank account, and all of a sudden you call them up and say, you know that food processing plant 50 miles to the south of you? It needs to go. There are literally hundreds, and that is a guess, but it's a very well-educated guess, of terrorists or foreign agents in this country today, because a president failed to protect us from all enemies, foreign and domestic. He has been screamed at for 2.5 years to close the damn border, and he not only ignores people, but he continues to encourage them to come across that border. This is treason. He is failing to protect the United States citizens from all enemies, foreign and domestic. He's actually inviting them here. And look what's happening in America. Now, the same thing is happening in Great Britain. Look at how many immigrants and illegals are going into Great Britain. How many are going into France? How many are going into Italy? Would you like me to go on? How many are going into Australia? How many are going into New Zealand? It's the exact same scenario across the entire planet. Go ahead. Somebody try to convince me I'm wrong. I dare you to.
Yeah, you got to push these people out of their countries into the first world nations where the New World Order has their firm grip.
No kidding.
Oh, man.
I'll say.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about. And this Zelensky character.
You know, he was an actor. He was an actor.
Yeah, some failed comedian. He's so out of place. He met with Biden. I mean, he's wearing slacks and a sweater. I mean, aren't they giving this guy... I've seen him posing in some of the papers here. You know, he's got stacks of money in front of him with his hot wife and his cigars. Like, he thinks he's some sort of Hollywood celebrity, which is what he really wants to be. I don't think he ever wanted to be, in politics, but he's a puppet.
Everybody has a price. Everybody has a price. Some people, the price is way, way, way too high for you to ever capture them. Those would be people, hopefully, like you and me, okay? And most of, the great hosts on RBN or the people that work for the Liberty Beacon Project. Our price is way too high for anybody to ever be able to capture us. But others, it's all about greed. This guy here is more worried about giving those who support him in his country, the people who have money, a 20% increase on their pensions than he is about what? How many people are dying that border Russia? How many people are dying? How many people are still in a war zone? Yet Biden goes over there and he takes that time to tell them, okay, we've got enough money to give you all a 20% raise. Meanwhile, Biden's talking to NATO and his speech was so bumbled it was embarrassing. And all of the people in East Palestine, Ohio, are listening to Trump and going, there's the real president. There's the real leader of America. What did Joe Bob do? Did he decide, you know what, maybe they're right. Maybe I should go to East Palestine. Maybe I should leave the Ukraine and go to East Palestine and tell the people of my country, the country I am supposed to be leading, the country I am supposed to be protecting from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Do you think he has done that? No. But Anyway, he went. Why did he go? Because Trump went. And there's going to be some government money going in there to do testing and things. But everybody heard the Tucker piece that you put on. So that explains the fact that even that may just be a show. Theatrics. We're here. We're testing. But what is reality? This woman, I would give her big, 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 you know, star for a grade, because this woman didn't have those samples sent to a local Ohio testing facility, which may be very well be influenced or bought and paid for. She had them sent out of state to a point she wouldn't tell anybody. Yes, that's exactly what was necessary. So, I'm the only person that thinks this way, or you're the only person that thinks this way, because this woman now thinks this way.
We got to give money, make sure people have their retirement in some foreign country. Yeah, Joe Bob wants to steal our Social Security. And
Social
on top
Security
of
is
it,
gonna fail. In 2034, Social Security will fail if nothing is done. End of story. But we're going to give tens of billions of dollars to retired people in Ukraine. Yeah. Okay.
And welfare. And don't get the welfare that's going to be supporting the millions of illegals that come over the border.
No, you're right. Or the amount of money it takes for them to enter our schools, or the amount of money that it takes for us to put them up in affordable housing, that which is fully paid for, or the amount of money it takes for all of their health care, or the amount of money it costs an average, and I will give you a minimum figure of $20,000 per illegal in this country. $20,000 per year. There are those out there that would say because of health care costs and everything else, it's probably closer to $50,000. All right, let's just...
I heard figures up to $200,000.
Oh, let's take $50,000, okay? Okay, I think $50,000 is probably more accurate than $250,000. But some of them, it may be that much, but I'm talking an average cost. Let's take $50,000. How about trying to multiply 50,000 times the 6+ million people who have come across the border illegally since Joe Bob got in office? 6 million times $50,000 every single year. That's what he's robbing you of. That is insane. Insane. And he will do nothing to stop it. Why hasn't this guy been impeached? Why hasn't this guy been impeached for treasonous actions against the United States? We know he's compromised by China. That's not even a guess. We know he's compromised by Russia. That's not even a guess. We know he's compromised by the Ukraine. That's not a guess at all. And we know he's committed treason by leaving the southern border open. But nothing's happening to this guy. And he's running for re-election. Are you kidding me?
I hope he doesn't.
Oh, he's going to. He will. He will.
Well,
they stole the last one, and everybody who's got half a brain knows that. What makes you think they won't steal this one? Most Americans, like me and you and other people, are at the point where we so distrust our elections anymore that most people won't even vote anymore.
Yeah, it seems pointless.
Yep.
We're going to take a quick commercial break here. Guys, stay tuned.
Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Alright, alright. Yes, we are here with my good buddy, my mentor. We got Roger Landry here from the Liberty Beacon. Okay, we're talking about what's going on in the country.
Can I throw something in there? Would you mind? Okay. I keep telling everybody, I keep stating over and over again that there are so many things going on that it is absolutely ridiculous. I keep telling my every audience that I talk to, which is quite a bit lately, that this president is under the gun for so many disasters. any one or two of them at the most would have been the absolute demise of any other president's career. And in some cases, especially in the case of Trump, would probably have brought up an impeachment trial, of which he had two of them. Let me just real quick name off about a dozen or more of what's going on in America right now as we're talking. Each and every one of these is a showstopper in itself, and never in the history of this country have they all happened at the same time. So here we go. How about a treasonous government policy on both our southern and now our northern border? Yeah, he's going to go talk to Trudeau as soon as he gets back about all of the people coming across the northern border. Okay, so a treasonous government policy, literally keeping our borders open so anybody can walk in. How about a massive education failure where they're teaching CRT, which someone like, I don't know, Martin Luther King Jr. died stating that we're all created equal, but CRT is now teaching our children we're not equal and that white people are evil and should be demonized. And they're also sexualizing our children all the way down to the age of five, kindergarten. How about a deep state government pitting one segment of we the people against another? There is right now, okay, there's going to be a major Biden executive order for equity going into play, becoming law in about 3 weeks, in which case there will be an equity officer for every branch of the government in the United States. What it will state to everybody is it doesn't matter whether you've got the best grades, it matters what color your skin is. It doesn't matter if you have had a decent career and a lot of experience, it matters whether you're male or female. It doesn't matter whether or not you come highly recommended, it matters whether you're gay or not. This is a fact. This goes into law in less than a month. How about a deep state government pitting one segment of the people against the other? Constantly. How about a war in Ukraine dragging America economically to her knees and a huge chunk of Europe into World War III? How about a spy balloon? Remember, Roger worked for the military or was in the military for 30 years, knows all about this stuff. How about a spy balloon flying all the way across continental United States and the military didn't knock it down until it passed off the actual land into the Atlantic Ocean, where they shot it down after it had plenty of time to relay everything it needed back to China? How about a constant process of election rigging and stealing, which we now know to be a fact, even though it's being buried? And this is being done on a monumental scale to the point where Americans no longer have faith in their system of voting. How about a first family that's literally compromised by three of our staunchest either enemies or countries we just don't want to have the upper hand on us, like the Ukraine, like Russia, like China? An absolute fact. Millions, tens of millions, over $100 million into the Biden family coming from these three entities. How about a weird two-tiered system of justice that demonizes all free thinkers in America? If I'm a parent and I go to school and say, you're not going to sexualize my child at 5 years old, or I say, you're not going to teach critical race theory because we believe that we're all equal, now you're a domestic terrorist. How about an executive order, again, mandating equity? I went over that. How about an Afghan pullout that shamed America, gave away a lot of our best weapons, and slaughtered our status globally, which was at its high point while Trump was in office? How about a scenario of having to beg our rivals for oil when we live in a country that has the largest oil reserves on the planet? Not a joke. I can actually prove that. How about a team of U.S. intelligence and health agencies teaming up to silence our rights? Twitter files. How about a bought and paid for Democrat Party working to silence our freedoms and rights? There are actually people in Twitter who have come forward to state that a long list of Democrats, when before Musk took over, would go to Twitter and say, here's a list of people we want you to kick off the platform or shut down. These were Democratic politicians, either senators, yeah, or congressmen. How about a massive toxic spill in Ohio that the government is too busy to tend to, but will give tens of billions of dollars of the money we don't have to Ukraine so that their people can get a raise in their retirements, whereby we're looking at Social Security failing in less than 10 years unless drastic measures are taken. That's just 14 issues. The problem here, V, is my actual list has 63. All happening right now. Each and every one of them, a major freaking disaster in its own right. Anybody who's listening to this show right now and isn't shaking their head and saying, what the hell is going on? Stick a pin in you. Find out if you're still alive.
You know, I find that the CRT stuff, it might, do you ever think that it might just be an admission of guilt because they've run out of excuses? Hey, listen, we're just evil, so we're just going to do everything they were doing anyway. There's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, well, I don't believe that, because Dr. Martin Luther King, one of his biggest points was, we're not here to say blacks are better than whites. We're not here to say whites are better than blacks. This is when he was at his rallies, okay, or leading his marches on Washington. What he said was, we are all equal. What does critical race theory teach? Critical race theory teaches that all whites are evil and need to be punished. I got to explain something to you. My parents, my grandparents, or my grandparents' parents had nothing to do with slavery. Nothing at all. Okay? Nothing. But at the same time, we're going to teach our children in school, we're going to segregate our children and teach the black children that all whites are evil and need to pay for the evils they've committed. How many 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids, white kids, had slaves? Why should they be hated by their classmates? And at the same time, you're going to teach the white kids who have been segregated while they're teaching these classes from the black children that they are evil. And that they should spend the rest of their life on their knees begging for forgiveness. This is exactly 100% against what Dr. Martin Luther King, who I had the utmost respect for, and I cried when he was killed, put out. His biggest wish is that we would all live together as equals. That's not what they're teaching our children. That's not what they're teaching our children.
So how are we going to get a rein on our public servants, especially our police departments, which, they're killing people indiscriminately now. They've got this license to kill when they say they fear their lives.
I would tend to agree with you, and I'm so glad. And I know you very well. I've known you for years, okay? I'm so glad you didn't say the white supremacists in our police department, because the last big hoopla was, I believe, 5 black officers killing, literally, okay? And there was no excuse for this, killing a black man, all right? So for anybody to say that this is all about white supremacy or all about whites, okay, stomping all over blacks and Hispanics and Orientals. No, it's not. What is it about? You stated it. Are all police officers evil? No. As a matter of fact, I've known quite a few in my life that were very good, that were patriots, that would go out of their way to help you. They'd stop their car. If a kid dumped his bike in the middle of the street, they'd stop their car, run out, pick the kid up, make sure they got him to stop crying, even took him to a hospital if he broke it, if he broke the skin on his knee or whatever. There are good policemen, just like there are good in everything. But absolute power corrupts absolutely. And when you have enough individuals who no longer have the training that they used to get or the level of training they used to have, then that power tends to corrupt. It does. And what we are seeing in police forces across the country is them utilizing this power in a fashion they believe they should, but that's not the way it should be. What do I think we need to do? I think we need to go in and revamp all of the education given to prospective police officers. I think we need to go to every police academy and we need to revamp the curriculum. I think we need to be a little bit more, I don't know, judgmental when we decide who qualifies to be a police cadet and go to a police academy. Do I think we need to do away with police? We can't do that. Do I think we need to pay more attention to who, listen to me, people, listen to this word, to who serves us? Yes, you're right again, V. We need to pay more attention because at this point in time, those half-qualified individuals who are calling themselves our peace officers are doing anything, in a lot of cases, but keeping the peace. Is it all their fault? No. If we had a better system of education, if we had better police academies, if we were more focused on who we allowed to be a policeman, I think a lot of this would go away. But it's like everything else. The level of education in this country has gone down the toilet. People qualify for things today, okay, that they wouldn't have qualified for even 10 years ago. Thus, we see all of these professions suffering. We see it in the medical profession, okay? We see it in the food profession. We see it, farmers are getting sloppy to the point where it's insane. We see it in the police forces. Now we're seeing it in our military. Why? Because you've got LGBTQ in the military, all right? Which brings a whole lot of things into the military that distract them from what the hell they're there for in the first place. We'll see a lot of our soldiers dying if we have a major conflict because they're just not up to the level they used to be. American soldiers used to be feared whether they were male or female. Today, listen to me, people, I can prove this. I can show you articles and research done. Today, they are laughed at. Massive amount of research done by retired generals and admirals has stated if we had an open conflict with either Russia or China today, where it was one-on-one, we probably couldn't win unless we started tossing nukes. But oh my God, they got nukes too.
Mutually assured destruction.
Yeah, something to get mad about.
Yeah, so...
Hey, you invited me on. You knew what we were going to get.
Well, I mean, we've got Iran strengthening their ties with Russia. We have, you know, North Korea. I mean, this is going to...
You're talking about a new world order. That's what they're talking about, a new world order. You just mentioned a good chunk of it. It's going to be China. It may eventually be India as well, because India is going to feel they have no choice being surrounded. China, India, North Korea, Russia. Yeah, you're talking about and other nations that used to be part of the Soviet Union. You're talking about what they are tending to call, this is what they're calling it, not me, the New World Order. But it's not the New World Order we've been talking about, where an elitist caste takes over the world, unless that was the intention all along. Because you got to remember, a lot of that falls under totalitarian rule. Whether it's China, North Korea, and anybody who thinks that you don't have a totalitarian leader in Putin, how long has he been in office? Huh? If you stop and consider what this new world order would encompass, the new world order or the Great Reset is talking about global governance under the tendency of a few individuals. Totalitarian global governance. Who better to be your policeman than the totalitarian governments of the planet, and the powerful ones at that?
Well, I've been telling some people you might have to start learning Cantonese.
Ouch.
I don't know.
Or Russian.
Oh, well, I'm already ready to become a Black Russian.
Well, I gotta tell you, where you live, you're a whole lot closer to the front lines than we are. You are a whole hell of a lot closer. As a matter of fact, there's already been, I don't know, by mistake, a couple missiles and bombs dropped where you are. Not right where you are, yeah, but in that country.
On the border, by
quote-unquote mistake.
But, yeah. Well, and see, all the false flag stuff, just to pull us into World War III, I told everybody instantly, everybody started calling me, hey, bombs, you okay? It's probably Ukraine, and they're going to blame it on Russia so they can pull in military support.
That's pretty much what it's come down to, yes.
And people were, oh, you're crazy. You know, these Soviets, they just went to take over Poland. Like, no.
Well, they're not Soviets anymore. They're Russians, but they want to be Soviets again. They do.
But I'm telling you, the mindset.
Yes, the mindset. Yes, you're right.
So, yes. Yeah. So I'm glad that, the intelligence community was honest about it being not Russian missiles.
You know, they call them the intelligence community. This so-called intelligence community is what is dividing us, is what is shutting down our ability to exercise our First Amendment rights. Literally going to social media and bribing them with huge amounts of dollars to shut people like you and me down, shut us off totally. This is called the intelligence community. I have to explain something to you. The only intelligence I find in there is their ability to do their master's bidding, okay, as well as they do. If you stop to consider everything that they are accomplishing, the intelligence community in this country would be exactly what we had a Cold War against the Soviet Union when we were in the middle of the Cold War, the nuclear standoff. This is the way that these intelligence communities acted within Russia, within the Soviet Union. This is the way they treated their people. This is the way they kept them in line. We have people who have moved here from Russia, people that have moved here from Ukraine, people that have moved here from North Korea, stating that the United States and its intelligence services reminds them so much of what they desperately needed to get away from, and here they are, feeling like they're right back at home. Isn't it good to feel like you're at home again?
Well, world police, right?
Why? Why does the United States have military presence in 176 out of 196 countries on the planet, either overtly or covertly, meaning in some cases, these countries don't even know there's American forces in their country. The United States has a military presence in at a minimum 180 countries out of 196 across the planet, and it's believed there is more. Why? And you're paying for it.
Why? There are more American troops here in Poland than there are Polish troops.
Yep. And yeah. Biden is quadrupling the number of troops in Taiwan just in case China decides, and that's an absolute joke, because all China has to do is lob a couple of nukes, theater nukes, small ones, into Taiwan to take it to the ground. That would take a matter of an hour or two, long before the United States could do anything. And if we provoke them enough, they will. But at the same time, how do you let them get away with running a spy balloon all the way across the country? How does General Miley-type generals in the U.S. military allow any of this to happen and have any excuse for it whatsoever? Look, the guy sitting in the White House and some of our generals and some of the people in Congress and the Senate, which a massive amount of their reelection money comes via the washing machine from China. China is almost the majority partner in the U.S. corporation now. And if that doesn't scare the living hell out of you, you need to grab that pin and stick yourself again just to make sure you're alive.
Made in China, you know. Yep. I sometimes, you know, wonder if I look under people's feet, you know, would it say made in China?
I like that. I do. Look, I've got like 4 minutes left, but I want to tell you that I do appreciate the platform for two reasons. One, I know that I'm going to be able to say, just like on my show, or just like it shows anybody on RBN invites me onto, I know I'm going to allowed to put out what I need to put out because I can back up everything I say. And the second reason is you and I have been doing shows together off and on for almost 6 years now. I can't remember a bad one, V. As a matter of fact, I look back on every single one of them and I say, thank you for the platform, my friend.
Well, it's always a pleasure. And, of course, we have a new platform.
Yes.
Do we have a new feature that we can talk about?
No. But what we can say, and yes, I'll take the last minute and a half or whatever to tell people about TLB Talk, for which our special projects director is none other than me. V is part of the Liberty Beacon Project. He is a director for TLB Talk. And TLB Talk right now is bringing in new people, regardless of what anybody thinks. And we are not pushing it a whole lot right now because we're about to make some improvements that will make it an Oh My God platform. And those will all be coming over the next 60 days. Once that happens, we will compete with anybody and everybody. The big difference here will be you will actually have the ability to say what you wish to say. If you're a liberal and you want to look stupid, you can do it. If you're a conservative and you want to tell the truth, you can do it. But if you're going to step up and lie, if you're going to do things that are profane or vulgar beyond law, or if you're virtually going to break the law, rather than you being the reason that the government takes our platform down, we will kick you to the curb. But if you are exercising your right to say the things you know need to be said, we're going to give you not only a platform, we're going to give you a megaphone.
Well, there you go.
TLBTalk.com. Doesn't cost you a penny. Although, it's 100% supported by membership, because the day you start taking corporate dollars is the day you start taking corporate orders. And if anybody hasn't guessed who Roger is yet, and most of you have, we ain't never going to take major corporate dollars. It will not happen. So if you want to come in and toss $5 a month into the bucket, we appreciate you. And thank you again, V.
All right. Thank you, Roger. It's been a pleasure. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, TLBTalk.com. Be there or be square. We're going to take a top of the hour break, and we'll be right back. Take all our money and send it abroad.
Take America back. We must take America back. Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.